Lebanese Information Minister Tariq Mitri said after a four-hour meeting that, quote, we need time. The discussions have been put off until next week.
They were right about the issue of false witnesses, and then the president said that it would be useless to go to vote and that we need more time to find consensus and a solution that would be acceptable for all. Many ministers agreed that we need more time to find a solution.
Prime Minister Saad Hariri said during the meeting that no voting should take place, while the opposition rejected a proposal by President Michel Sulaiman to transfer the issue to a parliamentary committee. The opposition wants a vote on its demand for an inquiry by the nation's highest court into people that fed false information to the investigators of a UN-backed court probing the murder of Rafiq Hariri in 2005.
We insist on this issue because we consider that the problem of the false witness is a primordial thing in Lebanon. To know what happened during the four past years, and we consider that the other party, the 14th of March, and even the Prime Minister, if he doesn't consider this matter today in the meeting of the cabinet, that means that he doesn't care for all the problems that are after this.
President Sulaiman has urged rival parties to come to agreement without subjecting it to a vote. On the other hand, Hezbollah chief Said Hassan Nasrallah has warned against any accusation against it from the special tribunal and says further cooperation with the court would be tantamount to an attack on the resistance group.
The opposition has decided to have an open battle with March 14th over the issue of the false witnesses. However, they know that they want to have this battle before the indictment, and chances are the indictment will happen before anything happens in Lebanon. I do not think that there should be any clash, even if there are members of Hezbollah who are indicted.
Opposition ministers insist on keeping the false witnesses issue on top of the agenda in the future cabinet meeting. Analysts have warned that the standoff could lead to the collapse of the government and a repeat of the 18-month political deadlock that degenerated into deadly clashes and brought Lebanon close to civil war in May of 2008. The issue of false witnesses has been a subject of heated debate for the last few months in Lebanon. It has proved to be a divisive issue as the opposition is calling for a court settlement, while the March 14th prefers to gloss over it and wait for a special tribunal indictment. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.